Phoneboy Speaks, episode 271, MetaApp.net.
A few of us were having a quote-unquote cocktail party over using the VidCast application built on AppNet and actually using Google Hangout to talk in real time with video and such. And one of the things we talked about was, you know, what is app.net? It seems like you can't get a bunch of people talking about app.net without having a discussion about, well, really, what is app.net? And there's an article that I ran across that sort of jogged my memory about the days of early Twitter. And you know, the people that used Twitter back in the day were, you know, geeks, I guess, and a lot of developers. And in fact, in the early days of Twitter, there was a lot of development activity around Twitter. And that's part of what built Twitter into what it is today. But in the last, the last year or more, Twitter has really put the thumb screws to the independent developers and really locked down what they can do with the API. They want everything coming through their official apps because, well, fundamentally, Twitter gives its service away for free and they want to sell advertising now. They want to try and make money. And since they've built a free service, well, that's the only way they can monetize it. And so that's, you know, and yeah, I remember a lot of the early people I interacted with on Twitter were essentially developers or you know, highly geeky creative people. And there's a good percentage of those people on app.net now. And, you know, and I said, when I first joined app.net, I said that this reminds me of 2006 in Twitter, right? And, it was a nascent community back then. And it's still, if you look at the numbers, I mean, it's still not barn burning by any stretch of the imagination, but there's a developer community. And granted, right now, one of the criticisms that we have about app.net is that, the developers are creating a lot of stuff that looks very much like things that we have experience with before. But I don't initially consider that a bad thing, because what I think will happen, and what I know the folks that run app.net are thinking, is that, you know, really app.net is plumbing. And what they're hoping is that somebody will build the next big thing and use app.net to back it. And and there'll be a there, right? Which is kind of the problem with, I guess when you create a new social service, getting your friends involved. And that's what I like about app.net is that, you can try lots of different apps built on app.net and your social graph is already there. But there's a lot of unique aspects to app.net that make it, well, unique and a cool place to be. And yes, there's all the experimentation that goes on, but there's a group of people, at least that I've gotten involved with, that are interesting, and we can have nice conversations, and it's been, kind of a fun place to hang out, I guess you could say. And some of that hanging out happens on Alpha, which is the Twitter microblogging like service that everybody thinks app.net is. But of course, when you join app.net and after you've signed up, that's what you're kind of what you're first presented with. So I guess app.net sort of brings that on themselves, I guess. But there's a lot more you can do with app.net, and some of it is, it's clones of other services that you may have used. But I think, again, long term, there'll be something else there. And, what we consider app.net today may become something completely different. I think everybody gets something different out of app.net. And, it does, say, even with, the new features and whatnot, it's still very reminiscent of some of what we had in early Twitter. And, a more evolved version of that. And, and I have no illusions that this is going to last. It's, hopefully app.net evolves into something better, but it's not going to be the same. But I'm enjoying the time that I have right now for what it is. And yes, I know people detract and think that app.net needs to do different things, but I'm willing to let, Dalton and his crew do their thing. And they have a plan, and they've they took on some money by some people that they trust or whatever. And, in addition to the funding that they get from people who pay membership fees, and developers pay too. And,
It's you can of course join app.net for free. That's if you can follow me, of course, if that's what you use. But anyway, I think that there's more to app.net than the media portrays, than and it's, you know, it may not necessarily be, you know, you may not find the people that you want to be around there, but I think it's a good concept to support. It's why I continue to use it and put time into it. It just so happens I've run it and made a great group of friends, and this is where I go to socialize online, I guess you could say, and I say it's a good time.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.